Hi, guys. Welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm here with Sarah Huron.
Hello, hello.
Travis Cronin.
It's true, I'm here.
And I'm your host, Brody Brown. We're here once again to talk about all the hottest news of the week. You can, of course, listen on Spotify, tune in on iTunes, broadcast us from your boombox, or transmit us from your cutest local satellite dish. Either way, thank you for joining us again. We've got, wow, major splits. Equally shocking pregnancy news, college cheating scandal updates, jerky billionaires, insight into friends falling out, drive-by shootings, Photoshop fails. Sarah, not your Photoshop fails. These are someone else's. Quarantine couplings, and so much more. But first, of course, we're going to set intentions. That's where we ask celebrities to stop doing things, to start doing things we do every week. Sarah Huron, baby girl, kick it off. Who's your intention for?
First of all, I've never had a Photoshop fail. I don't even know how to use Photoshop.
Facetune fail. But this is a Photoshop fail. Okay, congratulations. You are alone in your field. Welcome to our world.
I mean, I've used it before, but not failed at it.
Oh, hey.
Just kidding.
My
celebrity intention is for Nick Vial. Ooh. I don't know if you guys saw, but he was on a podcast this week, and he said that he slid into Olivia Munn's DMs.
Yes, he did.
And it was New Year's Day, and his line was, "I'm aiming high this year." And that's all he said.
And she didn't respond, right?
She didn't even open it, but he's convinced she saw it because he says every famous person checks their DMs and looks for the blue check mark. If that was true, I think I'd get a lot more DMs back, but that's besides the point. I just want Nick Vial to, one, continue shooting a shot because it's hilarious, and two, to release all the names and all the receipts because at this point, like, why the hell not?
Nick is really having a moment. I feel like people are very into what he's saying right now, which I'm confused how that happened, but good for him.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people in The Bachelor have podcasts or platforms and opinions, and a lot of times it really doesn't matter unless they're directly connected to the person. But Nick has this ability to just weigh in on Bachelor drama, and I think it's because he's not afraid to, like, ruffle some feathers and say what people are really thinking, whereas a lot of people try to, you know, sugarcoat it. So it's interesting. So just keep doing you, Nick, and give me some more receipts.
Yeah, don't give us the sugar. Give us the spice, baby. Okay, Travis, who is your intention for?
My intention, well, first of all, I've had many Facetune fails back when the app was first invented. It takes a little bit to get used to. My intention is for Fran Drescher, also known as The Nanny.
Wow, that was painful. Sorry.
she just did an interview for CBS and talks about how they didn't want her character to be Jewish. She didn't want the nanny to be Jewish and from Queens.
Wow.
Which I don't really know how they thought they were going to get around, but she fought for that. And she was like, "I'm going to leave if you don't make Fran Fine Jewish." And she did that. But my intention really for her is I follow this Instagram account called What Fran Wore. And it breaks down all of her, like, Mugler, like, Dior, like, crazy high-end outfits that she wore. And I wanted her to pull those out of the closet and give us, like, a Britney Spears-inspired runway show with all the old nanny outfits.
Wow. I would love that. But maybe not such jerky editing like on the Britney videos.
No, I want the jerky editing, too.
Okay. Sorry. I got it. Really authentic. The real deal.
Yes.
I like that. It's an inspired choice. My intention is for Kendall Jenner. I love those pics of her with Devin Booker, who we've seen and know is an NBA star who dated Jordan Woods. I was not really feeling the last guy that Kendall was dating. It didn't really seem like it was going anywhere. They were on, they were off. It wasn't too serious. We heard from sources. But I want her to lean into this Devin Booker relationship. This is like, this could be the finest slice of Kardashian justice served. So if it's happening, let it happen.
I liked her and Blake Griffin. He seemed simple and, like, easy to be around because he doesn't seem to be too smart.
He wasn't simple. He had all that court drama. Kendall was, like, drawn into his, like, baby mama documents.
Yeah, and that's not cute.
Ben Simmons was good. I liked Ben Simmons.
It was like, too chill. And now, as we can see from quarantine, it's about really serious, like, the real deal. Make it happen. Let's bang through some news before we get to all that serious pregnancy news. First, some college cheating scandal updates. Wow. Sophia Macy, the daughter of Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy, has been accepted into Carnegie Mellon University.
I've been wondering about this forever, if she was going to get in somewhere.
Well, she sure shared the happy news on her Instagram. She updated her bio to say CMU Drama 24, which is awesome. And because, as we know, she was the child who Felicity had paid to have her SAT scores changed by Rick Singer. But now there's that happy ending to that story. There's also a happy ending for your problematic queen, Olivia Jade, Sarah Huron. What's the amazing update? Did she get into Carnegie Mellon too?
You know, I don't think she did. Sophia retook her SATs. I don't think Olivia has plans to, you know, take a standardized test anytime soon.
No.
But she does have a new BFF, a new puppy.
Oh, that's so... Wow, so fresh and so new. But, yeah. I mean, I guess it fills the hole in her heart after, you know, she did share very
serious. We lost Bianca, the Laughlin family dog. And that was hard for me. So imagine how it was for her.
Probably really rough. You know who's also experiencing some loss? Demi Lovato. And it's the loss of her friendship with Selena Gomez. But she doesn't seem to be mourning that, does she? We talked about this a little bit last week. But we've now have more insight into the two of them and those strange cryptic quotes Demi had shared with Harper's Bazaar and the things that led to that hashtag Demi is over party. We've heard from the source that Demi has no beef with Selena. There's no animosity between them. They're just not friends at this point. Another source told us that Selena's always tried to be nice to Demi, but over the last couple of years, especially, the both of them have been through personal struggles. In the past, Demi felt like Selena wasn't always there for her and that the friendship wasn't reciprocated. But another source told us they haven't been close friends since they were teenagers, so they haven't really been there for each other during those public struggles. They've always been pleasant and they've seen each other, but they haven't been close for many, many years. I was shocked by this. I thought these two were like two peas in a pod.
No.
You two didn't?
Not since they were 19 have they ever been in a pod.
But I feel like the standing online, people have been so thrilled when, you know, Selena was supportive. I mean, Demi didn't care when Selena was supportive of her performance, but I feel like the fan base was alive for it.
It's just, there's a lot happening here.
Yeah, I mean, they've had ups and downs forever, but listen, like, just because we want to read into Selena Gomez wearing a shirt that says, like, I love everyone, thinking it's a message for Demi when she's in rehab, like, doesn't actually mean it's a message for Demi in rehab. And when she posts, I think Selena and Demi are both trying to, like, you know, everyone's getting on the women supporting women train. Ramona Singer, you know, started it, of course. And so
Sarah, we should be on that train. We should be on that train. Kidding. I know you don't want to buy a ticket to get on board, but choo-choo, all aboard,
no,
Sarah.
I'm obviously on it. But we've seen Demi do that posting, like, about, like, a Taylor Swift song. And then, like, Selena posting about Demi. Like, they don't mean anything. They're just doing it to, like, try to pretend they've moved past any drama when, like, really deep down, like, none of these, like, Taylor and Demi don't like each other. Demi and Selena are, like, haven't been friends in a long time. And that, it just is what it is. Like, it's just a fact. Those are just facts now. There's no, like, there's no more Princess Protection Program red carpets or, you know, posing together. Like, it's just
done.
I love that
Princess Protection Program thing. And a quarantine activity that I did, you drink every time they say princess in that movie, and it makes it much better.
Wow.
I like that you called it quarantine. How fancy of you.
Quarantine.
Did you guys both see that Finsta account that allegedly... Yeah, of course. People saw that account where it seemed like there were a lot of shady posts about Selena, and people thought that it was like Demi's fake account. But a source told us that Demi is telling people that the Finsta account wasn't hers, that it's a fake profile that she doesn't use, and the photos that were making fun of Selena were edited in Photoshop. Travis Cronin, do you believe it?
Absolutely not. I think that she was at a different place in her life and was definitely posting shady things to get it out, because that's what their relationship has been. Like, as Sarah said, their last time they were friends was the Princess Protection Program red carpet. And then people sort of took the t-shirt that they were wearing or some comment to be about each other, but they really have just grown apart. So I think she was just, like, you know, in a worse place and pissed and doing mad news. We've all been there.
We certainly have.
Demi's also just one of those people who it's like, I think she gets really annoyed that people still ask about it. And then she, like, acts out and then, like, will do the opposite of just, like, letting it go. Whereas Selena, we see, pretty much just ignores things. I think Demi has a harder time ignoring it.
Amen.
You guys know who I have a problem with? Kanye West.
Again? Always.
Yes, why can't he just be gracious? I mean, he was declared a billionaire by Forbes, and then, of course, he texted them and said, it's $3.3 billion, since no one at Forbes knows how to count. But I don't think that's Kanye's biggest issue right now. We've heard from a source that Kim and Kanye have been arguing a lot during quarantine. Kanye is really getting on Kim's nerves, which, shocker, Kanye's gotten on the world's nerves. And our source said that while Kanye is focused on creating lately, Kim feels like all the parenting duties are falling on her. And our source said Kim finds it frustrating that Kanye doesn't ask her how he can help with the kids, which, shocker.
Wait, are you shocked? He's narcissistic and doesn't care about anything. I won't believe not my Kanye.
I'm not surprised by this at all because Kim and Kanye are both very normally busy individuals who probably don't really even spend that much time together between their four kids and their 1,000 businesses. And in quarantine, I'm sure them both being home, even though their house is bigger than any of us could ever imagine, it's somehow not big enough.
Yeah, and I think Kim is the very hands-on parent, but I think obviously with quarantine, she's been even more hands-on. And I think that Kanye, who knows if he's off in Wyoming or what he's doing. But
it seems like he is off in Wyoming, doesn't it? It seems like a Kanye thing to do.
That seems like a move when it's like, oh, there's a pandemic. We need to get together and make each other feel safe and seen. And he's out in Wyoming, maybe recording in some whatever new building he's built.
Can't wait.
You know, we've talked so much about how Kate Beckinsale is dating that 22-year-old, and there's so much attention on who people call her a cougar, but I call her a woman who's living her life, as we all should. But you know what we've totally forgotten? Madonna, who is 61, is dating that dancer who is 26. Like, that is truly, you better get it, girl. She shared on her Instagram stories all these videos of her twins making birthday cards for him, and they've been dating for, like, over a year, which is wild.
It is wild, but she's also done it so many times during her career that it just sort of seems like what's happening. It's less shocking.
She has a type, for sure. Mm-hmm. And she, the age is just a number for Madonna.
I think the difference is also that Kate Beckinsale, like, interacts with people criticizing her about it, and Madonna just lets it happen, and it, like, doesn't bother her. Like, she, Madonna probably, like, has never read an Instagram comment in her life. Like, she posts and then, like, never looks back.
Well, she's been through worse.
She's like, a clapback? I don't have time for that.
Yeah, she's like, I had countries try to bring me down, bro.
Sarah Huron, what's going on with Kylie Jenner?
Oh my God. Well, Kylie Jenner, as we talked about last week, had those photos come out that were obviously unedited. She didn't have makeup on, paparazzi snaps, and people
were fresh-faced.
I love that. Fresh-faced Kylie. And a lot of people were, you know, criticizing how she, you know, edits herself or the filler she uses or the makeup, or kind of trying to pinpoint like what is really going on with Kylie. So Kylie is not okay with that. And she decided not to address any of this head on, but instead to post several videos spraying herself with her Kylie skin, get all dolled up, only wear bikinis for a week to prove, bitch, I am still hot. And I don't care what you say. Yeah, I had an off day. I took my makeup off and the paps got a picture, but I'm Kylie effing Jenner and I'm hot. And now I'm going to make TikToks with my BFF Stoss that are going to make you forget about those fresh-faced photos.
The editing on those Keeping Up with the Kardashian TikToks that she did with Stassi is really phenomenal.
Yeah, they're great. They put together like a bunch of clips. A lot of Courtney moments, which you don't think Courtney actually has a lot of good lines, but when you clip them all together, you're like, oh, is Courtney the funny one?
Oh, because she's like so sour on that show. So it makes for great quips.
I'm just glad Kylie got back into drag, because that's like, she was just like a queen without her makeup. And then she's like, oh, you want the wig and the contour and the 5 layers of makeup? She's back.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I did this for a couple weeks alone. Stoss, get your ass over here. I'm calling in backup. You live here now. And that's it.
It really makes me feel seen, because I'm just lounging around in quarantine in bikinis every day too. So I just like that someone else has joined me.
She's also... Stormy is just the cutest freaking kid ever. Like, she's been sharing the cutest videos of her, and it's like so weird. It's like, one second Kylie's relatable because she's a mom and like her daughter's driving her nuts, and the next second, like, you see her in that bikini with that Kylie skin spray and you're like, what the hell is this alternate universe the Kardashians live in?
You know what was absolutely terrifying this, well, there was
a lot
bizarre news, but no, the Duck Dynasty news. I mean, we don't talk about Duck Dynasty as much as we used to when they were on the air and we were covering them all the time. Mm-hmm. But there was a drive-by shooting in Louisiana. Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty and his family were in his home in Louisiana, and somebody drove by and shot a gun, and all these bullets went through the bedroom window of the home where his son John Nick Robertson lives with his wife, and Sadie Robertson, who just got married, was there, and they didn't know why all these bullets were spraying across the property. We got some quotes from the family, and then luckily no one was outside, even though they had been outside like 5 minutes before. And then somebody got arrested, which, I mean, and charged with one count of aggravated assault for drive-by shooting. I'm like, thank goodness nobody else was hurt, but how absolutely terrifying, as if quarantine isn't like bleak and scary enough in this pandemic situation, but a drive-by shooting at the Robertson's house? How random is that?
I need to know more. Was it like a rival duck calling company?
I mean, someone is still pissed. I'm like, please redirect your focus and your rage into something that's not as wildly dangerous and terrifying.
We don't get drive-bys every week here on the podcast.
We do not. We do not. And especially one that is so bizarre, and we're still waiting for a lot of answers. But you know who does have answers? Hopefully, Travis Cronin. Can you tell us what happened on this day in pop culture history?
Oh my God, so many things, Brody. Well, first of all, today was the day that Bruce Springsteen in 1976 climbed over the wall of Graceland to meet Elvis, and Elvis was not there.
Oh, sad.
Also in 1992, today was the day that Paula Abdul and Emilio Estevez were married. They divorced 2 years later.
Oh, promise of a new day.
Yes. And then it was also the day that Tupac married Keisha Morris while he was in jail in 1995. But my favorite on this day in was, I sent you guys the video and everyone should look it up, is that it's the day that Princess Diana was running the Mother's Day race with Harry and William, and Harry does the sack race, and Princess Diana was barefoot, and she was the first mom in the royal family to run the race, and she was in like these flax harem pants and like sprinting. It was just amazing, like feminist movement that I never knew happened.
She was going real fast. Some like she's got some royal speed there to her.
I really she sadly didn't win the race, but she looked great.
Unbelievable that someone was faster than that, but she looked phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a great video.
So chic and classic.
Icon. 1991.
Hashtag icon. You know what? There have been so many mind-blowing pregnancies this week. And some we could have anticipated, right? Chris Pratt, Katherine Schwarzenegger.
Right.
Obviously. I was shocked. I was waiting for that. I like when I saw that, I was like, oh, she wasn't pregnant already? Like, I already thought we knew that.
We knew they wanted more kids. It's been 10 months after they were married. They were married, you know, last year in Montecito. And then we've confirmed that she is pregnant and expecting her first child with him. He obviously already has 7.5-year-old son, Jack, who he shares with his ex, Anna Faris. Lea Michele, pregnant, 33-year-old Glee actress with Zandy Reich, her husband. But wowzers, I was not expecting this latest news. Gigi Hadid, Zayn Malik, Travis, why are you shaking your head?
It's really shocking. And I don't know why I only think of how skinny her stomach is during all of this. But that's just, as soon as I think of why it's shocking, I just see her taut tummy and I'm just blown away that there's a baby growing in there.
I'm stressed about this for two reasons.
Me too. Okay, I understand. I think I can anticipate one of yours. Does it relate to Yolanda?
Yes. But we're not going to get to see her be a grandma because she's not on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills anymore.
Furious. Justice like, for Yolanda.
Yeah.
We need Yolanda back. I think it would be hilarious. Remember when Bella got a DUI? Yes. And we got to see Yolanda go into mom mode and like freak out. And it was just like iconic. Like I would love to see like grandma Yolanda and two like her reaction to all of this. Like Yolanda was actually a very underrated housewife because she got sick and like things kind of took a turn. But her first like two seasons, she was like pretty shady.
But even when she got sick, that was like an incredible storyline because when they were accusing her of Munchausen's? Was wildly so supportive cast members.
I'm upset that we're not going to be able to see this on Bravo. But number two is just like, I don't know a lot about Zayn. I was not really like a One Direction stan. I kind of missed that boat. But this on and again, off again relationship, I just don't know if it's great to have a child.
Mm. Wow. Well, I don't know much about on again, off again relationships. I don't.
Well, actually, you're an expert. So can you tell me about
As far as we know, and we've only documented they've broken up, they've gotten back together three times. And, you know, for me, my relationships, I like to get back together at
17
least
times.
No, but I mean, she's only 25, so they've had less time to do
this. She's my age. That is also stressing me out. Like,
you need to catch up, baby girl.
I need a boy bander to impregnate me.
Well,
sorry, mom and dad.
God. Oh my God, cheers. So do I. Well, she just celebrated her 25th birthday, and we're thinking it might have doubled as a
gender reveal.
You know I don't like the gender reveal parties, Travis, but people are still doing it.
Yeah, the baby's gonna have.
There were blue strings, there were pink strings on the balloons, Bella was there, there was that little gift bag that might have been a clue to them expecting, but a source told us she's always wanted to start a family with Zane. Yes, despite the on and off, the whole relationship. You know what's crazy? Us was the one, we exclusively broke the news and they got together in 2015. Mm-hmm. They called it quits for the first time in March 2018. They reconciled shortly after that, and then they broke up for the second time in January 2019. But then they got back together, we confirmed, at the beginning of this year.
And three One Direction members now are fathers, or going to be fathers very soon.
Yeah, it's called growing up, Travis.
I mean,
you know what else is fast. It's crazy, because speaking of like growing up and stuff, remember when Gigi dated Joe Jonas?
Of course.
Yes.
And now he's going to be a dad with his wife?
Yes. Hello. Remember that when Gigi dated Tyler C from The Bachelor?
I
literally 7 months ago?
Yeah, and now he's drinking. I saw last night he was drinking on Instagram and
TikTok.
Okay, well, I think it got posted to Instagram, so calm down, Sarah Huron. And then people were commenting on something, and he was saying, you guys are wrong, because I guess people were asking him if he's the father? Come on, people.
That's fantastic. Thank you for doing our job for us.
Yeah, thank you for being messy and even acknowledging those people. That was phenomenal. But it is really, really shocking news. I don't think anyone saw this pregnancy coming. And therefore, I've asked the three of you, in light of this baby news, the Katherine Schwarzenegger, Chris Pratt news, the Lea Michele, Zandi Reich, their baby news, and Tyler, and Gigi and Zane.
Tyler!
Oh my God, Tyler. Sorry, that's a rumor and it's not true. I've asked each of you to write a speech for one of the pregnant famous couples of your choosing for their unborn child. Something you would say at their christening or non-denominational ceremony if you were the unborn child's grandparent. Sarah Huron, please kick it off. What do you have for us?
Okay.
Whose baby are you the godmother for? Wait, whose baby are you the godmother for?
Okay, well, I slightly misunderstood the assignment because I thought we could do any pregnant celebrity, not just one of those three.
I also picked a different one.
Fine, you guys can do it. Fine.
And I thought I was the godmother.
You are the godmother.
Oh, you said grandparent.
No, godparent. Holy wow. I'm not going to age you up. That's
well,
so
you just
rude.
Said that. Here are the tapes. Okay, so I'm rewatching Gossip Girl because I finished The Hostess of New York City and I love to just keep like torturing myself with pretty people in New York and places I can't go. So I wrote mine to Leighton Meester and Adam Brody.
Do you want to read it in a grandmother tone of voice, like old and creaky?
No.
You not said mention
grandmother.
It. Fine, godmother. The godmother is Sarah
Huron. I wrote a poem.
Shocker. Let's go.
Blair Waldorf and Seth Cohen have gone from 2 to 4. Both part of TV ships that made my heart soar. Arlo Day is a big sister. It's safe to say one of these kids will be a hipster. As godmother, I will protect this baby with my life, especially if Adam ditches Leighton to make me his wife.
Wow, it's so messed up. I loved your oath, even though it had such a sinister twist at the end. Sarah, brava.
Thank you.
I'll go because, Travis, you always slay us. Mine is for Gigi and Zane. Of course, I am the godparent for their unborn. Gigi Hadid, oh girl, the tea. We met you at a young age on RHOBH. Muhammad's pride, Yolanda's protege. The runway, no, world, your perfect stage. But now we've learned you are expecting. Forgive me, dear, if I am projecting. Hold your parents tight. Anwar, Alana, Bella, who through thick and thin stand for you and your fella. But if things with Zane ever border on zany, know at end of the day, it's about you and that baby.
Oh, that was good.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Travis. Who are you the godfather or godparent for? Mm.
Katie's teenage dreams are coming true with Orlando. I'm so happy for her, even though I'm not a fando. I hope that there are huge bursts of whipped cream for your new growing family. And it seems you're not kissing girls anymore and questioning your sexuality. You're marrying the most handsome blonde elf, and that is true. And he is marrying a giant bottle of Purell, because that's just how you do. I hope you feel the swish swishes, the fireworks, and the hot and cold. And I also wish that this baby doesn't see those kayak pictures until they're old. I promise to make this baby feel like it's her birthday every day.
Wow.
Oh, Travis.
Honestly, a rocky start, but a good finish.
Yes. Thank what you. A great toast. What a great godparent toast. Well Thank done. You. Well, that was very happy. So now we've got to move on to some splits, sadly. You know what I liked? These people still making it work as friends after splits. Jessie J shared about Channing Tatum's 40th birthday, and she said, happy 40th birthday to the special man right here. As we confirmed recently, those two are broken up again. But it's nice to see them sort of doing well. You know who's not doing well, bitch? Kristen Cavallari. And Sarah, no, I know this spoke deeply to you because as they shared on Instagram, Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler have separated after 10 years of marriage. And holy mother, do you remember where you were when you heard that they, of course you were at home, but wow, I was shocked.
I was Sarah, at home.
Yes.
And I saw an email about it and I didn't know it was like her on her Instagram. I thought it was just like someone speculating or like a source quote or like someone claiming. And I was like, there's no way. And then I texted someone and I was like, wait, where is this KCAV Jay Cutler thing coming from? And they were like, her Instagram. And then I went and it had been posted for 4 whole minutes. And I missed it. And I was like, this cannot be true.
Well, it is true. And you saw that on her show. Didn't it sort of show that they were having some issues in their marriage?
Okay, so as one of the only people who has seen every episode of Very Cavallari. And I say that not with pride and not with concern, just as
confusion? Confusion. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know that's a fact.
It's just a fact. I've seen every episode of Very Cavallari. And one could say there was clear hints that, you know, they were very different, that she was clearly wanting to show their personal life on reality TV, and he was not. She talked about their highs and lows. In the end of last season, she was very obviously, like, we're in a low, and it kind of came out of nowhere. But the only reason I'm not surprised is because they did compliment each other in a weird way. Like, every time he would, like, bring home a donkey or a pony, then she would, like, think it was funny and endearing. And, like, they had a good, like, rapport. They messed with each other, but they also were so different. Like, I could see it both ways. You know what I mean?
Well, they took that trip to the Bahamas with the kids. They have 3 kids. And they came back. He filed. Then she filed. And she took wife out of her Instagram bio. So we know it's really over. We heard from a source she's planning to stay in Nashville so they can co-parent. But our source said there's nothing super scandalous or suspect about their split, even though we've heard from another source that they've accused each other of cheating over the years, but never could really prove anything. But of course, in her documents, she filed something that mentioned inappropriate marital conduct, which made people very confused. What does this mean? But obviously, as we've learned and shared on usmagazine.com, inappropriate marital conduct can include a lot of different things. It doesn't necessarily
I hope we can go to usmagazine.com/stylish and see all of KCAV's hairstyles throughout the year, because that's sort of the content that I want to see.
I'm sure we can. I'm sure you know it'll be there. But it is, it's definitely interesting because Jay filed for he said it was irreconcilable differences. But they are definitely, it seems like, headed to some disagreements about who should have
primary custody. You know what's so interesting about these two? Is, like, you wouldn't think this split would have the effect it did, but Jay Cutler was trending on Twitter, and there was people leaving flowers and footballs outside of Kristen's store.
I mean, flowers, fine, but the footballs, come on, that's savage and messed up.
No, I just think that people, like, because, you know, he is this, like, cool guy quarterback, and she was in, like, such big pop culture moments with The Hills and Laguna Beach and Vera Cavallari. They cross so many demographics, and it was shocking to me to see how many people cared. And I mean, the traffic it brought us was wonderful. I'm sorry for your, you know, marriage falling apart. But, it's also interesting to note that they did have that drama at the beginning of this season where Kristen revealed she wasn't on speaking terms with her best friend Kelly anymore, because when season 2 was airing, people were accusing Jay and Kelly of having an affair, and Kristen never believed it, but she didn't like the way Kelly kind of fueled the fire by liking tweets and stuff. So I think that this was a messy, there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff we probably don't know about Kristen and Jay, and having E document it and try to control the narrative probably, one, drove Jay crazy being on the show, and two, Kristen, like, trying to produce her life, probably cheating a wall.
Yeah. Well, there were also some less surprising splits that we covered this week. Timothée Chalamet, Lily Rose Depp. I mean, I just wanted them to stay together because of those wild makeout photos on the boat that seared on my memory. Such
I have it framed in my bedroom.
Athletic tongues, truly. And also, not that surprising, Noah Centineo and Alexis Wren. They were a surprising match, but they unfollowed each other on Instagram. Noah deleted the photo he had of them together, and a source confirmed to us they broke up a few weeks ago.
I love him.
Yes, he's very hot.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
I finally watched all the boys. It's great.
Oh. All of them. He was the love of my life last year.
Then what happened?
Now, the new love of my life is John B. from Outer Banks. I don't know if you guys have watched yet, but it's life-changing.
I don't.
So, if either now, I mean, I don't know if they want to, you know, reach out, but Nick Vile says everyone checks their DMs, so maybe I should.
I know you do, Sarah. Don't
just send like a couple that. Peaches.
But I like playing it very casual, like you don't really check your DMs. You know what it's time for, you guys?
It's time for Celebrity Birthday Boxing Mania!
Oh my god, that's right. It's time to hop into the imaginary ring as we do every week. And the celebrities who are celebrating their birthdays, we're going to drag them into the ring with us. Put on some imaginary boxing gloves and set them to some imaginary boxing matches. This fight will be refereed by Leslie Jordan, who's turning 65. Beloved Leslie Jordan, killing it on, Sarah, is it TikTok or Instagram? Because I think he's killing it on both right
Instagram.
Now.
Instagram.
But he's winding up on TikTok too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the first one up, Travis Michelle Pfeiffer turned 62 on April 29th. Versus
my queen, Stephanie Zanoni?
Versus Uma Thurman, who turns 50 on April 29th.
Wow. I mean, I want to have Uma Thurman knock Michelle Pfeiffer out just to see the look on Sarah's face. But after, I mean, Catwoman versus Kill Bill, this is very tough. And I don't want to make this decision, but I'm going to give it to Michelle Pfeiffer.
Wow. Sarah, I know you're always waving the Justice for Bridget flag. Well, guess what? Bridget Moynihan turns 49 on April 28th versus 40-year-old Channing Tatum, who turns 40 on April 26th.
Wow. I mean, sorry, Channing. Justice for Bridget.
Yes. Well, you're going to need that justice again because, Travis, it's Bridget Moynihan and Michelle Pfeiffer. It's 49-year-old Bridget Moynihan and Michelle Pfeiffer, but the Property Brothers, who turn 42 on April 28th, jump to the ring, and it's Michelle and Bridget versus the Property Brothers. Who wins?
Oh, my God. Michelle and Bridget kick the hell out of these.
That is my dream team, Michelle and Bridget. Stephanie Zanoni, queen of my life. Bridget Moynihan, trying to get justice for her. Like, I've never needed two people to become friends in my life.
Well, feel free to make fan art about this.
Sir, I'm glad you enjoyed it so much because once they knock the twins out, Bridget and Michelle turn on each other, and it's 62-year-old Michelle Pfeiffer versus 49-year-old Bridget Moynihan. Who wins this round of Celebrity Birthday
Stop.
Boxing Mania?
No, they beat the Harper Brothers, and that's it. Move on.
Okay, that's fine. We have double winners. Congratulations, Michelle and Bridget, and happy birthday.
Having a fun, awkward Zoom birthday party.
Oh, well, guys, this means we are now, and after Celebrity Birthday Boxing Mania, we did bring it down because we have to talk about the coronavirus news of this week. Luckily, we don't have a ton of course, there are still a ton of people being diagnosed, but we are seeing fewer celebrities share about their diagnoses online. Not sure if that's a result of celebrities being more private about it now, but we have seen less high-profile names talk about how this is directly affecting their health. But we do have some new names like Roy Horn from Siegfried and Roy. Have you ever seen them perform when they used to perform in Vegas?
You know, the only thing I know about that is that Rugrats, when they go to Las Vegas...
Interesting. Maybe it's a generational thing. But you knew that Roy had been attacked by one of their tigers in a show. But Roy, their publicist said that he tested positive for coronavirus and he's responding well to the treatment. Travis, I saw you liked that story that Karrueche Tran and Victor Cruz, I don't know why they are quarantined apart across the country, but they said they spend 20 hours a day on FaceTime.
Yes, I really did like that story just because it's so ridiculous and fantastic. I mean, get in a car and road trip a few days over to see her IRL.
I mean, she's teaching him some cooking tricks and turkey tacos.
Well, did he move to New York? He's on E! News now.
I saw that, which I don't get it, but good for him.
Mm-hmm. I was shook. I loved him when he was on the Giants.
He's very nice.
I know who you love as well, Sarah, from Vanderpump Rules, Kristen.
I mean, I love her for bringing the drums, yes.
Yeah, and she is a
quarantine bae. But I'm Team Stassi.
Oh, okay, sorry. Thank you for clarifying. Well, she is a quarantine bae, Kristen. I'm going to mess up her last name.
Doty.
Duty.
I was about to say Dute, but it's, Kristen Doty. And she's dating Alex Minash, who we've... heard from a source, likes girls with a sense of humor. He's hilarious. He wants to get married and have kids soon. Sarah, you're excited for her, though, yes?
Of course. I mean, Kristen's on and off again relationship with her boyfriend, Carter, who was her last boyfriend, was so stressful, and it caused a lot of issues in Kristen's life, on the show, with her friends. And a fresh start with a non-famous, hopefully doesn't want to be on the show. I mean, does, like, a little, but not, like, in a too much way. private Instagram is what we need. And this time to, you know, try to form a relationship off the air.
You know who I want to be in quarantine with? Angelina Jolie. And then I thought, no, you know what? She is in quarantine with all six of those kids. And I feel like that would get old really fast. But she told Time that they're all locked in. They're doing all right. And she has been parenting and teaching them and being the wonderful mom that she is. But wow, can you imagine what that house is like with the six kids cooped up there?
I need more Shiloh John content.
Yes, I do. I want the twins like up and at them. You know what? We've got Mason on Instagram. I think it's time for a Jolie Pitt child.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, that would be
honestly. Suri Cruz turning 14 was like so shook worthy for me a couple weeks ago. I need her on TikTok.
I think we're gonna hear from one of the Jolie Pitt kids before we hear from Suri Cruz.
Like, why? Because of David Miscavige?
No, I just think that Katie's done a good job of keeping things with Suri very private. And I think Angelina will let one of the kids do an interview, but tied to some sort of philanthropy or work. So we'll probably hear from one of them about their world before we hear about what Suri's world.
So Suri kind of reminds me of JoJo Siwa.
Interesting. A bowless JoJo Siwa or a JoJo Siwa with the high pony and the bow?
The high pony and the bow. Like, I mean, I don't know any Suri Cruz at all, obviously. But I kind of feel like she, because Katie's kind of kept her sheltered, she probably is like a true 14-year-old, still like young girl. And JoJo Siwa is like a 16-year-old, still playing with dolls. And I could see that for Suri Cruz.
Interesting. Not like if she was raised in the Kardashian-Jenner family.
Right. Not like Kylie Jenner, who was like on a stripper pole in the first episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, no. That's right. Sarah, your other fave, The Bachelorette World. What's going on over there? Claire Crawley was getting called out on social media. People were pissed at her. Then she'd clarify. What was going on? Why are they coming for her?
Well, Claire sent a tweet saying that if you are doing cameos or interviews already and my season hasn't even started, like, don't bother. And as you may know, Matt James, Tyler Cameron's best friend, has been on Cameo and doing interviews with Us Weekly and other outlets to promote. He's raising money for charity because he has like a full following with his friendship with Tyler and his football career, if you want to call it that. And Claire came for him, but then she decided to say that she wasn't talking about anyone specific. So people were like, you need to calm down. Like, he's raising money for charity. I did a very in-depth breakdown of The Bachelor on Cameo on this week's Bachelor podcast, Here for the Right Reasons, so check that out.
Oh, Jesus.
And a clip of Matt James talking to us, and he's claiming that he is patiently waiting to meet Claire, and he wants the season to go on as planned, but I don't think they're going to let him on the show anymore.
Oh, and if they do, he'll be on there very short-lived. It might be like a first cut, and people will be like, why did they even have him on? It was only for her to like behead him in front of us.
Yeah.
I think actually more fascinating and exciting is this Us Weekly exclusive. We broke the news. Peter Weber, the last Bachelor, is dating the contestant from the season, Kelly Flanagan. And we saw these two meet up during quarantine because Bachelor Nation people like to bend the quarantine rules. And a source told us that they are officially on. And they were trying to keep it kind of quiet. Sarah, were you shocked? No, we knew this was going to happen. Correct?
No, we knew this was going to happen. I was shocked when the first photos of him and Kelly came out like a month ago, just because after, you know, being engaged to his finalist and dumping her and then breaking up with his runner-up, Maddie. Like, I kind of thought Peter might, I don't know why, you know, tone it down and keep to himself and reflect
the pilot.
On this crazy year. But instead, he flew to Chicago. Once I saw the pictures of him and Kelly, I was like, oh, this is on. I knew it was on. But it should be really interesting to see. I mean, he sent her home right before hometown. She, like, finished, like, fifth.
Well, he like burned through all the other girls, and a source told us that Peter and Kelly are fully dating, but they're not admitting it to people, and she's been very careful in staying in her house.
Well, I'm sure they're worried about the backlash. Everyone loves, besides Nick Vile, everyone loves Madison, and I think didn't like how that all played out. So I think they're worried about people like the backlash.
Yeah, which, you know, it's coming. The internet, people have nothing else to do right now except for sit at home and turn into angry keyboard.
I'm trolling him right now.
Ah, you are so, look at you multitasking. It's so out of the way. Thank you guys for joining us once again for our Hot Hollywood podcast. You can listen on Spotify, tune in on iTunes, enjoy us however you do. Please subscribe, like, and share our podcast. You can find us on social media and let us know if there's something you love or maybe there's the slightest chance something didn't, other than Sarah Heron's attitude. And once again, we will join you again here next week on Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.